This is an audio extra from Ozarks at Large and KUAF 91.3 FM. I'm Kyle Kellums. When Christina Thomas, the energy correspondent for Ozarks at Large, talked with John Marcy, a professor in food science at the University of Arkansas, they also discussed food safety regarding picnics and those leftovers you take home from restaurants.
There is also a common misconception regarding food safety at picnics. Most believe that items containing mayonnaise should not be left out in the sun. It actually has nothing to do with the fact that the items have mayonnaise in them. These types of foods are typically handled more during preparation, increasing the risk of contamination.
If you look at picnics, and a lot of people think about picnics and think, well, it's the mayonnaise. Well, the mayonnaise, no, is good. It helps prevent bacterial growth. But once you, you know, put it next to meat, yeah, the meat has enough nutrient to overcome what the mayonnaise can do. Mayonnaise is actually, it's on the shelf. You don't have to refrigerate it. It just says for best quality.
John says that foods at a picnic are safe if they are consumed during a four-hour period. After the four-hour point, he says that foods should not be re-refrigerated unless they can be reheated. This rule of thumb also applies to leftovers and to restaurants.
If you take to a picnic that's only out 4 hours, it'll be safe. Now, once it's had 4 hours, you probably just need to go ahead and not bother refrigerating it because you just don't know, unless you can reheat it again. You know, if you bring it back, you reheat it, kill everything, start over. With restaurants, they're allowed to cook something, cool it down, reheat it once. And that's really just to make sure that they adhere to good management practices. I can't tell you that it's unsafe, but if they get in the habit of doing it multiple times, they're not running their restaurant right. You know, I can't tell you that it's going to hurt it any, because every time you bring it up and heat it, you're going to affect the quality, but you really start the bacterial count back to zero, essentially. You know, so 165 degrees Fahrenheit kills all the vegetative pathogens, all of them. There's some spores that, you know, can survive it. So once you've heated it, you either eat it or cool it, just like you do any food. And it's going to be safe. But it may taste not that good. But that's a whole different issue.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.
Christina Thomas is the energy correspondent for Ozarks at Large. Her reports are made possible in part by Energy Corps. This has been an audio extra from Ozarks at Large and KUAF 91.3 FM.